You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds are Brown a day to score and Olympiacos to win is 7-1. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win in the betting at 3-1. The formula, pretty simple for Arsenal here. To qualify, they must beat Olympiacos by at least 2 goals. A 3-2 win would suffice because of their superior goal difference. They'd also go through with a 4-3, 5-4, etc., etc., etc. However, Arsenal have lost all 3 previous Champions League away games against Olympiacos, and all of those have taken place on match day 6 as well, so the final group games. Mm. If Arsenal do go out at this stage, Lee, of the competition, it will be unprecedented. Their usual modus operandi is to wait until the last 16 to get eliminated. They've never failed to reach the knockout stages of the Champions League since the inception of the new format. That was back in 2003-2004. They are up against it here, though, against Olympiacos, needing to either win by a goal in a high-scoring game, or win by 2 clear goals here.
Yeah. Given all that of what you just said, and if I add into the mix the fact that these are Olympiacos' home games in all competitions, scores 3-1, 2-0, remember that one, that's the anomaly, 2-1, 2-2, 4-0, 5-1, 0-3, 3-1, 3-0. That's since the start of the season. You'll notice only one of those was under 2.5 goals, and that was the game against Heracles in the Greek Super League.
Yeah.
Now, you know, so we know that Arsenal have to come out and play, have to have a go. Over 2.5 goals in this match is 4-6, which to some people might go, yeah, I think that's all right.
Do you think
I
so?
Arsenal have got no choice. Yeah,
maybe the feeling here is that Olympiacos will sit back incredibly deep and try and not produce anything going forward.
But if another team is coming onto you, they have got the players who can spring a surprise and go on the counter. You know, if you get the opportunity to counter, you're not going to not take it, are you? Especially with the lack of pace that we sometimes see in Arsenal's rear guard as well. I think that's exactly what they'll do. What you've just said, it's an obvious tactic, isn't it? We know Arsenal love to attack anyway, even if they didn't need to have seen the Champions League, how naive they can be. I think you know that they will hit them on the break, and that will be their key tactic. And they've got some goal scorers. I mean, it's, you know, kind of, I guess West Brom fans will kind of have a little smirk if they're listening to that. And you mentioned Brown Adai, because didn't really do an awful lot for the Baggies, but he's been doing all right. In Greece, nothing fantastic. He's got 5 in 10 in the Greek Super League. You know, and he's not been particularly pulling up trees in the Champions League. Did score against Dynamo Zagreb earlier in the competition. Scored in the 3-1 home win against Asteras Tripolis. But there's another player who's been scoring plenty, and that's Konstantinos Fortunas. And it would be very fortunous if he scored here, I suppose, wouldn't it? But 10 in 13 in the Greek Super League. He's been going along nicely. Had a bit of a dry patch, but then he's just come back into form, scoring 3 in 2. He scored the other 2 goals in that win over Asteras, and he scored in the weekend against Panthrakikos in a 4-3 win away from home for Olympiacos. He's a penalty taker as well, and I think given that Arsenal have to come out, I think he'll be the one who they'll be hoping can hit them on the break. Obviously, Cheeky plays. You know, they've got Brown Adai, they've got Finn Bogason as well, who's 21-10. Alejandro Dominguez at 14-5. And then you get to Fortunas at 14-5 as well. You know, he's just started to, you know, hit form. And I think they'll hit him on the break. I really do. I don't know if they win this game. I think it's a mountain to climb for them. They're only 2-1 to qualify, Arsenal. I mean, they've really got to go for it here. And this is a very, very good home team, isn't it? You know, they're routinely... Look how far ahead they are in their domestic league. Mm. I mean, they're an exceptional home team in the domestic league. They're not that bad in the Champions League either. Lost 3-0 to Bayern Munich. So what? The last home defeat in the Champions League was 4-1 to PSG in 2013. In that time, they've beaten Benfica, Anderlecht, fair enough, Man United 2-0, Atletico Madrid 3-2, Juventus 1-0, Malmo and Dynamo Zagreb.
Yeah.
Arsenal aren't any better than Man United were, or Atletico Madrid, or Juve, I don't think. So I think I think there's a big price for Olympiacos to win at home, 12-5. What I would do, though, is probably take Arsenal out of it and just back Olympiacos either, you know, have a look at the draw no bet. Because, you know, if you, the plus one 7-10. But, like, you know, earlier in the podcast, we were talking about Man City at 7-10. I'd rather have Olympiacos with two results on my side and the draw at 7-10 than Man City to win at home against Borussia Mönchengladbach. So, yeah, I like that. 7-10 for Olympiacos and the draw, effectively. The draw no bet is 6-4 Olympiacos. It's not a bad bet, is it?
Well, I'm not sure. Olympiacos have got all the stats point to Olympiacos, given that Arsenal have lost their last three Champions League away games against Olympiacos, and the Greek side unbeaten in six home Champions League ties against English opposition as well. All the stats point to Olympiacos.
And they're not that good an away team in the Champions League. You know, you look at the last nine Champions League matches, that's dating back to 2013.
They've only kept one clean sheet in the last 12 away from home in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Maybe in the group stages.
In the group stages, yeah.
The 0-0 draw against Beşiktaş and a 2-0 win.
Yeah, it is in the group stages, yeah.
But yeah, in the group and qualifying stages, in the last nine, they've won three. At Anderlecht, at Galatasaray, at Monaco, lost at Dynamo Zagreb, at Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Napoli, drawn.
And something we've not talked about, which we maybe should have mentioned earlier on in the piece, injuries as well for Arsenal.
I mean, I just very quickly just mentioned it before as we were chatting.
Sorry, I must have missed that. I must have tuned out. I do apologise.
It's fine. I mean, they've got quality in depth, but every week they pick up more.
Yeah. These are key personnel as well.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Look, I think a lot of people are going to be back in Olympiacos just because they can just sit in it's almost like they can just sit in there and be the voyeur that Wenger is usually just watch Arsenal and see. Come on, have a go. We'll just hit you on the break.
4-3 Arsenal, 100-1. By the way, if you like that.
I mentioned the over 2.5 at 4-6, which might be a little bit short for some people. I think it's around. You know, I always say like 8-13 is about as low as I go on an over 2.5. So I'm happy to go with that.
Yeah,
over 3.5, 2-1.
If there's a early goal in this game, it could be
the lid's fireworks.
Yeah, it could be fantastic.
Absolutely.
I hope Arsenal get an early goal in the game. Then I think it could be 4-3.
It would be a great game to watch, wouldn't it?
It is 100-1 if you fancy Arsenal to win 4-3, which would be good enough for them to qualify.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.